Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Pumping is happening.
What?
That's exactly what's going on in our office every day.
New true. Mommy Steph has to, yes, take care of the issue so she can feed baby Stella. Mm-hmm.
And because she's producer Steph, she can't just pump and provide nourishment for her child. She has to actually multitask, which means anything from eating to typing to recording thoughts. We call it pumping and pondering with producer Steph.
Right, and this time it's how her child embarrassed her.
Lest you think this is a made-up segment, check out the actual functioning breast pump in the background.
Pumping and pondering as I ponder my thoughts while pumping at work. My daughter embarrassed me over the weekend at a restaurant, running around the table after eating. Kept telling her, this isn't the playground, sit down, you're going to get hurt. Sure enough, she falls and splits her lip open. Am I a bad mom that I was secretly happy that she fell?
Oh my God, did you actually just say that?
Well, she didn't have a bad owie, come on.
I was secretly happy that she fell.
Kind of like the, aha, I told you so moment.
Mm-hmm. Wow. This third child has really made you tough, hasn't it?
Yes.
Good. I'm glad you fell. Serves you right.
And I gave her a minute to cry before I went over to comfort her.
I'm sure the other people at the restaurant were super happy with that decision, by the way. Oh, don't worry about her. Just let her cry while we're trying to eat our lunch in peace here.
One of the employees jumped up to help her before I did.
Yeah, help her out. Like, leave.
Is that tough love? I don't know if we'll go back to that restaurant, but hopefully she learned her lesson.
Yeah, you sound really torn up about this one.
Well, you know, she embarrassed her. I totally get it. And she was warned.
Oh,
she
gosh.
Was warned. And you guys have some awesome embarrassing kids stories.
Well, you can't be a parent without getting embarrassed by your kid. 619-570-1973. Rhonda, when's the last time your kid embarrassed you?
My son used to go and stay with my mom and dad, who lived on 40 acres on a farm in Oklahoma. Well, about the time he was three, he, you know, was going through potty training, and he was doing great. I was really surprised. Well, what I didn't know was my dad was taking him with him when he would go and feed the animals and just let him pee on trees.
Oh,
well, one night we went to Pizza Hut, and I got out of the car, got him out of the car, went to get his brother out of the car, and a woman just started freaking out and screaming. And I turned around, and my son was peeing on the tree right next to the door going into Pizza Hut.
Nice. Right on.
Thanks, Grandpa.
Rhonda's kid puts the pee in Pizza Hut. Nice. I used to have a neighbor that was their way of potty training their son. They let him just, like, take a leak whenever they wanted to.
And I guess she was tired of doing laundry.
He'd walk outside in the middle of the day with no clothes on and just take a leak right there. I mean, you know, He's got to be 15 years old now.
I bet he'd love that story. Yeah, right.
I bet he'd love that story now in front of all his friends.
Sure.
How about you, Barbara? When was the last time your kid embarrassed you?
We were at an Aunt Emma's for breakfast, the whole family, aunts and uncles and everything. And my sister had just learned to be potty trained. And she had gone into the bathroom. She came out with her pants at her ankles and bent over in front of my mom and said, Mommy, wipe me.
Oh. That'll curb
That's
the appetite.
That's happened to a few parents, for sure.
That'll curb the appetite. Our phone number is 619-570-1973. Any embarrassing kid stories that don't involve going to the bathroom? Let's hear them. 619-570-1973 with John and Tammy in the morning on KSON. Kids are born to bring us joy and to also embarrass the crap out of us.
Yes.
It happened to producer Steph while she was trying to have a couple ribs at Dickie's. All of a sudden, and it's middle child Stella. I'm telling you, she's trouble right now. She needs the attention. The baby's getting the attention.
That's
the older brother's getting the attention.
Mm-hmm.
She said, what about me? I think I'll fall and split my lip just to embarrass you.
After she ran around the table and everybody's looking at me like, can't you control your kid?
Right. Well, everyone has that issue when it comes to our kids embarrassing us. 619-570-1973. 670 number 193.
Ellen is in Santee with an embarrassing kids story.
So when my brother was about 4, my best friend from high school came over, and she was crying uncontrollably, her mascara, her makeup's going everywhere, because her boyfriend had just broken up with her over text after a year and a half.
Oh my gosh.
And my brother, no doubt in his mind, walks over and he said, "You know what? I know why he broke up with you." And she's like, "Why?" And he's like, "Because you look like this."
You look like this with the mask. Oh my gosh. How old was he?
He was 4.
Wow. Wow.
He's 10 now, so he sees her now. And he's like, "You're the most beautiful girl in the world." She's like, "You didn't think about that earlier."
You know, sometimes kids... The honesty of that, they don't realize how hurtful it can be. My niece and nephews were here visiting me, and my little nephew, who's 4, we had gone to a friend's house on Saturday and then to another friend's house on Sunday, and everyone was together. When we walk into the second house, he goes, "Wow, this pool is much nicer than the other one."
Kids are just honest.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, too honest.
And plus, we've all seen the bad crying face.
Yes, exactly.
Kids just seem, he's just saying what he feels. I mean, look at that. Ooh,
absolutely.
The boogers. Gross, man. Clean up yourself.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, Christy, embarrassing kid story?
My kids were quite young, and we were watching the Willy Wonka movie. They loved it. And after watching a few times, we were standing in line, and they yell out, "Look, Mom, an Oompa Loompa."
Oh, no.
And, of course, right in front of us was this man who was very pleasant, big old smile, who had dwarfism, and I was just mortified.
Yeah.
And they kept pointing and said, "Stop. Just be quiet. Stand over here." But they were so excited that they had found an Oompa Loompa.
Oh, my God.
They
that's
just didn't
so
know.
Embarrassing.
They just didn't know.
Oh, and you feel like such a jerk in that poor
right?
man.
Oh, I totally feel that pain. Totally feel it.
I remember a very vivid, uncomfortable memory for me was I was a huge Happy Days fan. And I remember I was in a grocery store and I was imitating Arnold from Happy Days, who happened to be Asian.
Right.
And it was when Fonzie jumped over the something and it ran into his chicken stand. On a motorcycle, and I was pretending I was Arnold, and this Asian woman is there with her son and starts yelling at me. That's not nice.
Right?
You're being mean. I'm like, because
she thought you were making fun of.
I remember it right now.
Sure.
Being very uncomfortable.
Your mom must have been mortified.
She sure.
Took you right out of that store.
Right, I'm sure she did. Carlina, what an interesting name. Tell us about your embarrassing kid story.
So I took my daughter with me to an appointment it was a physical for work. And we go in, you fill out the questionnaire, do you drink, do you smoke, blah, blah, blah. Get through it. The nurse comes in, she's reading it. She's like, "Oh, so you don't drink and you don't do this?" And I'm like, "Oh, no, not enough to annotate it or to put it on there." And my daughter goes, "Yes, she does. My mommy drinks all the time." So the nurse starts laughing, and she's walking out the door. She's like, "Yeah, kids will, you know, give you away every time." And then my daughter goes, "Yeah, she drinks a lot of coffee every day."
Nice.
Oh, my gosh. I know the total misunderstanding. Yes, you do, Mom. You drink every day.
My mother is a drunk.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.